在众请问谁有读过自传的？
I want to ask any among us who has read biographies or autobiographies.
没有人读过自传。
Nobody has read an autobiography.
或者你没有读过自传的，举手。
Lift up your hands if you have never read a biography.
那么什么是自传？
So what is a biography?
那么自传就是一个人的生平的记录。
A biography is a record of a person's life.
那么通常一个自传就是谈到一个人的人生。
And it usually talks about a particular person's whole life.
啊，讲到他出生。
Talking about where he was born.
然后讲到他人生的经历。
Talking about his whole life experience.
一直到他离开世界的时候。
Until he leaves the world.
约翰福音是耶稣的自传。
The Gospel of John is a biography of Jesus.
啊，如果你没有读过自传，你就没有去读约翰福音。
So if you have never read biography, then you have never read the Gospel of John.
但是这个自传跟普通人的自传不一样。
But this biography is different from other people's biography.
那么到底有什么不同？
What is the difference?
那么如果约翰福音在19章结束的话，
If the Gospel of John finished at chapter 19,
那么耶稣的自传跟普通人的自传没有什么很大的分别，
Then the biography of Jesus will not have any difference with any other person's biography.
因为如果我们看19章第42节的话，
Because if you look at John chapter 19 verse 42,
那边讲到只因是犹太人的预备日，又因那坟墓近，他们就把耶稣安放在那里。
It says because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
所以约翰福音十九章谈到耶稣基督的安葬。
So John chapter 19 talk about the burial of Jesus.
耶稣基督被安葬在坟墓里。
He was put there in the tomb.
可是约翰福音没有在十九章就结束。
But the Gospel of John did not finish in chapter 19.
还有20章跟21章。
There is still chapter 20 and 21 to come.
那么这两章经文是谈到耶稣基督复活的事情。
Because these two chapters talk about the resurrection of Jesus.
而且谈到耶稣基督向门徒显现。
It also talk about how he appears to the disciples.
可见耶稣基督的自传跟一般人的自传不一样。
So you can see his biography are very different from other people's biographies.
因为人的自传没有谈到复活的事情。
Because the biography of man will not mention about resurrection.
那么这显明耶稣基督不是一个普通的人。
It shows that Jesus is not a common man.
他能够从死里复活过来。
He can rise again from the dead.
因为他是那位自有永有的神。
Because he is the God who exists.
如果我们从约翰福音第一章开始看的时候，
if you begin to read John from chapter 1,
第一节就讲到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
It said from the beginning there was the word was with God, and the word is God.
所以在约翰福音结束的时候，就提到这位太初有道的神。
And so in the closing of John, it mentioned about this self-existing God.
所以主耶稣基督的复活改变了一切。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ changed everything.
他从一个惧怕改为一个喜乐。
He changed from fear to joy.
他从不信改为信。
He changed unbelief or disbelief to belief.
他从死亡改变成生命。
And that he changed death into life.
所以刚才我们看那段经文，约翰福音书第20章19节这么说。
So as we read in chapter 20 of verse 19, and verse 19 it says.
他说那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews.
所以基督徒在主日的时候庆祝就是我们 聚会是在主日的时候。
So Christians come together on Sunday.
Yeah, 因为圣经讲七日的第一日就是星期天。
Because on the first day of the week, and that is Sunday.
也就是基督复活那一天。
And it is the day of our Lord's resurrection.
所以虽然主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
So even though Jesus was nailed on the cross,
那么犹太人还是不会放过这群门徒。
The Jews will not give up on his disciples.
所以这些门徒必须要躲起来。
So they have to hide.
而且把这个门也关上。
They close the doors.
因为怕犹太人来捉拿他们。
Because they are in fear that the Jews will come after them.
所以主耶稣基督已经死去了。
Jesus has already died.
所以他们的主已经不跟他们一起了。
Their Lord is no longer with them.
所以因此他们感觉到很害怕。
So they were in fear.
所以当犹太人去抓拿这个耶稣的时候。
So when the Jews come to arrest Jesus.
那么圣经里面讲到这些门徒都跑光了。
The Bible recorded that all the disciples fled.
只有两个门徒在后面跟随着耶稣。
Only two disciples followed him.
一个是彼得。
One is Peter.
然后圣经里面讲另外一个门徒，他没有讲他的名。
And the Bible said the other disciple, the name was not recorded.
但很多圣经学者都认为这个是约翰。
But a lot of Bible scholars think that this is John.
我相信这两个门徒他们在跟随耶稣基督的时候。
I believe that as they follow Jesus,
有一段距离。
There is quite a bit of distance between them.
因为圣经里面讲到彼得曾经三次不认主。
Because the Bible has recorded that Peter had denied Christ three times.
而且圣经里面讲到彼得却站在门外。
And the Bible also recorded that Peter was standing outside the door.
就是在跟从耶稣的时候他好像没有很跟得很近。
So it's like when he was following Jesus, he did not follow him real close.
因为他怕犹太人来抓拿他。
Because he was afraid that the Jews will also arrest him.
然后我们继续看19节跟20节的时候。
As we continue to look at verse 19 and 20,
在那里讲到在七日第一日那个晚上，门徒躲在一间房子里把门关上。
It says here on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews.
因为他们怕犹太人来抓拿他们。
They were afraid that the Jews are going to come after them.
那么在这个时候，耶稣基督来站在他们的当中。
And at that time, Jesus came and stood among them.
然后对他们说，愿平安与你们同在。
And said, peace be with you.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。
After he said this, he showed them his hands and side.
门徒看见了就喜乐了。
The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
那请注意这两节经文。
Please pay attention to these two verses.
19节讲到门徒感觉到很害怕。
In verse 19, it says that the disciples are in fear.
那么20节讲到门徒忽然间感觉到喜乐。
And then in verse 20, it says they were overjoyed.
什么事情使到这些门徒突然间从惧怕改成喜乐？
What changes these disciples from being in fear to being overjoyed?
那么这个转变是因为耶稣基督显现在他们的当中。
And it's because Jesus has appeared among them.
并且把他的手跟他的肋旁给他们看。
And he also showed them his hands and his sides.
主要就是要证明这个人不是其他的人，是耶稣基督本身。
He did that in order to show them that he is indeed Jesus and not anybody else.
那么这些门徒都没有曾经看过这个复活的主。
These disciples have never seen the resurrected Lord.
然后只是当天早上的时候听别人讲，耶稣基督已经不在坟墓里面了。
It was only that morning that they heard.Somebody said that he's no longer in the tomb.
那么这个消息是从这个莫太拉、玛利亚所传来的。
And this, they heard this from Mary.
那么圣经讲，第一个看到耶稣基督复活的人就是莫太拉、玛利亚。
And the Bible recorded that the first person to see the resurrected Jesus is Mary.
所以玛利亚把这件事情告诉门徒。
And so she told the disciples.
这只是听来的消息。
So this news that they have heard from another person.
但是门徒当时还没有亲眼看到耶稣基督复活。
But the disciples have not seen him with their own eyes.
但是突然间耶稣基督显现在他们的当中。
And all of a sudden, Jesus stood among them.
所以他们听到的成为一个事实。
So what they have heard had now become a fact.
使他们从害怕当中变成喜乐。
And that caused them to change from being in fear to being overjoyed.
我想当时门徒肯定会问。
I'm sure at that time they would ask,
为什么我们的房子锁上了，突然间耶稣能够进来
？How come all the doors are locked and how come he can just enter in？
耶稣基督的复活的身体跟他还没有复活之前是不一样。
The body of the resurrected Jesus is different from before his death。
所以我们看到这个复活的身体不受时间跟空间的限制。
And so we can see a resurrected body is not limited to time and space。
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章讲到很清楚关于复活的身体。
And so Paul clearly mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 the resurrected body。
他说一个复活的身体是一个不会朽坏的身体。
He said the body is not perishable。
一个复活的身体是一个荣耀的身体。
And it is a glorious body.
一个复活的身体是一个属灵的身体。
And it is also a spiritual body.
我们，你跟我所拥有这个身体是一个会朽坏的身体。
The body that you and I have now is one that will perish.
并且能受这个时间跟空间的限制。
And it is also limited by time and space.
我们没有办法进入一个被锁上的一个房子。
We cannot enter a room that is locked up.
除非这个门开了，我们才可以出去。
Unless the door is open, otherwise we cannot leave it.
所以耶稣基督的复活带给门徒喜乐的心。
So the resurrection of Jesus brought forth joy in the disciples' heart.
他们不再害怕了。
They are no longer in fear.
如果我们有时候在这个繁忙的购物广场有看到这样的情形。
Sometimes in a busy shopping center, we can see this happen.
我曾经看过一些很小的孩子。
I have seen some little children.
他们突然间大哭起来。
All of a sudden, they started crying.
为什么？因为他们的父母亲不见。
Why? It's because they can't see their parents anymore.
他们心里面感到非常的害怕。
They were very afraid.
但是忽然间父母亲出现。
But then all of a sudden the parents are there.
孩子一下子不哭了，心里面很高兴。
And so the child would stop crying and they would be very happy.
所以门徒的感受好像这个有点好像这个小孩子一样。
So the disciples is kind of sort of like this little kid.
所以主耶稣基督的复活带给门徒带给门徒们很大的安慰和盼望。
So the resurrection of Jesus brought forth great comfort and hope for these disciples.
因为他们的主已经复活了。
Because the Lord has resurrected.
他们所相信那位主已经不是死去的主。
The Lord that they have believed in is no longer dead.
佛教的释迦牟尼还是在坟墓里面。
Muhammad of the Muslim
Buddha
佛教
的释迦牟尼
okay. The Buddha in Buddhism
那回教的 Muhammad 仍然还是在坟墓里面
and the Muhammad of the Muslims are still in a grave
他们都没有复活过来
they have not resurrected
但是只有耶稣在人类历史里面复活过来
Only Jesus has resurrected.
那么当然，我们在圣经里面也看到，拉撒路曾经复活了。
And of course, in the Bible, it also recorded that Lazarus has also resurrected.
但是这个复活跟耶稣基督的复活不一样。
But his resurrection is different from Jesus' resurrection.
因为拉撒路复活以后，后来他还是死去了。
Because even after he was resurrected, he died in the end.
但是主耶稣基督的复活是一个永生的复活。
But the resurrection of Jesus is an eternal resurrection.
是一个不会朽坏的身体。
It is a body that will not perish.
是一个荣耀的身体。
It is a glorious body.
是一个属灵的身体。
It is a spiritual body.
所以主耶稣基督的复活使到门徒从害怕当中变为喜乐当中。
So the resurrection of Jesus caused the disciples to change from being in fear to being overjoyed.
那么如果我们看使徒行传的话，
So if we look at the book of Acts,
所以当圣灵降临在门徒的身上的时候，
When the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples,
那么借助这个圣灵的大能，他们就放胆去传扬这个福音。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to spread the gospel without fear.
以前他们怕这些犹太人来捉拿他们。
Before that, they were afraid that the Jews are going to come after them.
但是现在他们不再惧怕了。
But now they are no longer in fear.
他们甚至把他们的生命献上。
They have even offered their life.
去传扬这个福音的真理。
To spread the gospel.
啊，十二个门徒当中哦，啊，十一个都是为主的福音而殉道的。
In the 12 disciples of Jesus, 11 of them are martyred.
可见耶稣基督的复活影响了他们的生命。
Obviously, the resurrection of Jesus have changed their lives.
把他们从惧怕当中，
they were changed from being in fear,
带入在喜乐的当中。
And they became joyous.
所以耶稣基督的复活不只带给门徒喜乐。
Not only did his resurrection bring forth joy, to the disciples.
然后除去他们心中的惧怕。
And he also got rid of the fear in their heart.
他们也从门徒的不信成为相信。
He also changed the disbelief into belief.
我们看到20章25节的时候。
And as we look at chapter 20, verse 25.
那么当时这些门徒先看到耶稣基督的复活。
These disciples first saw Jesus.
但是有其中一个门徒不在他们的当中。
But one of the 12 was not with them at that time.
那个门徒就是多马。
And that is Thomas.
所以门徒已经先看到耶稣基督了。
So the disciples have all seen Jesus.
所以就把这件事情告诉多马。
And so they told Thomas.
但是多马这个人没有看到不相信的。
But Thomas is one that he will not believe unless he saw it with his own eyes.
他说我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头去探入他的钉痕，又用手去探入他的肋旁，我总不会信。
He said, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
所以多马说，除非我看见，除非我摸到，我才相信。
So Thomas said, unless I can see it, unless I can touch it, I will not believe.
我曾经见过不少像多马的人。
I have seen numerous people just like Thomas.
啊，除非我看见我才相信。
Unless I can see, I will not believe.
除非我把神放在那个实验室里面去证明我才相信。
Unless I can put God in the lab to prove it, I will not believe.
我也曾经见过很多的人说我要看见神迹我才相信。
And I've also seen people that said, unless I can see a miracle, I will not believe.
其实这种人不只是出现在这个时代，就是在耶稣的时代也是有很多这样的人。
Actually, these kind of people exist during our time and also Jesus' time.
那么这些人都要看耶稣基督行神迹。
All these people wanted to see the miracles performed by Jesus.
他说我要看到才相信。
He said, I want to see before I will believe.
但是如果你看圣经的时候，
But if you look at the Bible,
那么这些人后来都离开了耶稣。
All these people left Jesus at the end.
那么他们也没有相信。
They did not believe.
所以第一次主耶稣基督向门徒显现的时候，
So the first time when Jesus appeared to the disciples,
那么刚才我讲多马不在他们当中。
I just mentioned Thomas was not among them.
所以多马没有看见耶稣基督的复活。
So Thomas did not see the resurrected Christ.
但是过了八天。
But after a week, after 8 days.
耶稣基督第二次向门徒显现。
Jesus appeared a second time to the disciples.
那么这次多马是在他们当中了。
And this time Thomas was there.
多马亲眼看到复活的耶稣。
Thomas was able to see with his own eyes the resurrected Christ.
所以那个时候，耶稣就对多马说。
And so Jesus told Thomas.
他说：“伸出你的 手指来。
He said, stretch out your fingers.
摸我的手。
Touch my hands.
伸出你的手。
Reach out your hand.
来看我的肋旁。
And put it into my side.
他说不要疑惑。
He said, do not doubt.
总要信。
But believe.
你知道多马的反应是什么？
You know what Thomas's response is?
我圣经里面讲到，我的神啊，我的主啊。
The Bible recorded he said, my Lord and my God.
My God. 其实这个用词啊，我觉得今天的人随便用。
Actually, this expression, my God, were used freely today.
你记得以前有一个经常被误用的字眼是什么？就是 awesome。
Remember another word that is being misused is the word awesome.
Oh, 有点小孩子 my ice cream is awesome.
Some little kid would say, my ice cream is awesome.
My God, 也是一个被误用的一个词句。
This exclamation, my God, is also being misused today.
你知道当多马看到复活的耶稣的时候，他讲这句话的意思是什么？
Do you know what it means when Thomas saw the resurrected Jesus and then he said, my God?
如果我们回到约翰福音第一章第一节的时候，我们就明白他讲的是什么意思。
If you go back to John 1:1, then you understand.
就是太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And it is in the beginning that was the word was with God and the word was God.
所以当时多马看到这位神。
So when Thomas see this God,
也就是这位创造天地万物的神，他看到了，亲眼看到。
And he saw this God, and this is the God of creation.
所以多马不再怀疑了。
So Thomas no longer doubt.
他相信了。
He believed.
但是耶稣基督后来也跟多马讲。
But later Jesus told Thomas.
你因为看见我才信，那没有看见的信就更以为有福了。
Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet.
所以耶稣讲，没有看见的人相信更为有福了。
So Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet they believed.
所以很多很多人跟随耶稣基督都要看才相信，要看见才相信。
A lot of followers of Jesus want to see before they believe.
那么耶稣基督经常责备他们的不信。
And Jesus often scolded them on their disbelief.
我看四本福音书的时候
As I read the four Gospels.
我从来没有看到耶稣责备门徒他们的爱心不够。
Jesus has never scolded the disciples because they are lack of love.
他们不够谦卑。
They lack humility.
也没有责备他们，你们没有忍耐。
And he didn't scold them because they lack Perseverance.
但是经常听到耶稣基督责备门徒的不信。
But he often scolded them for their disbelief.
什么是信？
What is belief?
那么信在希伯来书第十一章十一节，第一节这么讲。
And faith is explained in Hebrews 11:1.
信就是所望之事的事底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章第五章谈到信心的生活。
And Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 5, the life of faith.
那保罗告诉我们，我们必须要凭着信心来生活。
Paul told us that we must live in faith.
他也劝勉了我们，当我们遇到困难的时候。
And he also encouraged us that during hard times,
应当存着一个坦然无惧的心
to come with a fearless heart,
并且在行事为人都要凭着信心
and that no matter what we act, how we live, it must be through faith,
不是凭着眼见
and it is not through sight.
所以我们看完这个约翰福音整本书之后
So after we study the book of John,
你知道约翰福音的目的是什么吗？
Do you know what the purpose of the Gospel of John is?
它的目的就是记载在二十章三十一节。
And the purpose is recorded in verse 31.
特别是上半节。
Especially the first half of verse 31 of chapter 20.
那么这里讲到，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
换句话说, 约翰福音就是要叫人相信耶稣。
In another words, the Gospel of John is to get people to believe in Christ.
而且相信耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And to believe that he has already risen from the dead.
信是整本圣经都强调的事情。
Faith is something that is strongly stressed in the Bible.
从旧约圣经里面我们看到亚伯拉罕的信。
In the Old Testament, we see the faith of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕的信得到神的祝福。
Because of his faith, he was blessed by God.
然后反过来说，我们也看到以色列人的不信。
And but then in the other hand, we see the disbelief of the Israelites.
我们也看到，因为以色列人的不信带来很多不好的后果。
And because of their unbelief, it brought forth a lot of negative consequences.
那么希伯来书第11章第6节这么告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it tells us.
他说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。 因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists.
所以耶稣基督的复活使到多马从不信成为相信。
So the resurrection of Jesus caused Thomas to change from unbelief to belief.
所以主耶稣基督的复活不止使到门徒从惧怕当中成为喜乐。
So not only did Jesus' resurrection cause the disciples to go from fear to joy, caused Thomas to go from unbelief to belief,
最后耶稣基督的复活带给人生命。
Jesus' resurrection also gave people life.
特别是31节这么讲,
Especially in verse 31 it says,
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子, 并且叫你们信了他, 就可以因他的名得到生命。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
所以在这个约翰福音第3章16节告诉我们,
So in John 3:16 it tells us,
也是同一本书,
the same book,
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him can, will not perish but have everlasting life.
所以耶稣基督的复活带给人永生的生命。
So the resurrection of Jesus brings forth eternal life to man.
那么他的复活胜过了死亡。
His resurrection has overcome death.
那么圣经讲，自从人类犯罪以后，
And the Bible said that ever since man sinned,
人必须要面对这个死亡。
Man must face death.
记得在传道书讲的两个重点是什么？
Remember the two main points in Ecclesiastes?
我讲到传道书第一个重点。
The first one,
就是讲到人如果没有神，生命是虚空的。
Is that if man lives without God, then his life is meaningless.
然后第二个重点就是讲到人必须要面对死亡的问题。
And the second main point is that man must face death.
所以所罗门王在传道书第12章讲到人生老病死的那个过程。
So in chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon talked about the life experience of birth and death.
然后讲到人最后必须要归于尘土。
And that man will finally return to dust.
因为人是有尘土被造的。
Because men are made from dust.
我刚才还讲过，约翰福音是讲耶稣基督的自传。
I just now mentioned that the Gospel of John is the biography of Jesus.
然后他这个自传跟一般人的自传不一样。
And that this biography is different from other men's biographies.
因为人的自传在他死去以后，这个自传就结束了。
Because in other men's biography, it will end when the man died.
但是耶稣这自传没有在他死去后就结束。
But Jesus' biography did not end after he died.
所以在约翰福音还有两章经文讲到耶稣基督的复活和他向门徒显现的事情。
And that's why there were two more chapters after his death to record his resurrection and also how he showed himself to the disciples.
比如说约翰福音在十九章结束的话
If the Gospel of John end in chapter 19,
我在这里也不用再多讲
then I don't really need to be here to talk anymore.
可能我也会放弃我的信仰
And I would also give up my faith.
就好像保罗在哥林多前书十五章讲
Just like Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
特别在三十四节他这么说
Especially in verses 13 and 14, he
says, 他说若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
他说若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是谎然的，你们所信的也是谎然的。
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
然后他在三十二节继续说。
And then he continued in verse 32.
他说若死人没有复活我们就吃吃喝喝吧因为明天要死了。
He said, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
我想保罗讲得很道理。
I think it has a lot of meaning in what he said.
如果耶稣基督没有复活的话
If Jesus did not rise, were not raised up.
我在这里也不用讲不用多讲。
Then I don't need to talk anymore.
我也会放弃我的信仰。
And I would give up my faith.
我就去吃吃喝喝。
Then I would just go eat and drink.
因为明天就要死了。
Because then tomorrow I die.
如果耶稣基督没有复活的话
If Jesus did not rise,
我们仍然活在这个罪中。
We would still be living in sin.
我们也没有这个永生的盼望。
We would not have hope of
eternal life. 但是耶稣基督复活了。
But Jesus has resurrected.
他胜过这个死亡。
He has overcame death.
他把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
He has released us from sin.
他赐给我们永生的生命。
And he has also given us eternal life.
所以耶稣基督的复活是一件很重要的事情。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is an important event.
就是意表所有相信耶稣基督的人。
It represents that for all those who believe in Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督来审判这个世界的时候
as he comes back to the earth to judge this world,
所有相信耶稣基督的人将会复活过来
all those who believe in Jesus will resurrect,
并且会迎接到天上去与主相遇
and they will be raised up to meet him in mid-air,
而且永远跟神在一起
and to be with him forever.
耶稣基督的复活带给人永恒的盼望。
His resurrection brings forth eternal hope for man.
耶稣基督的复活使到门徒从惧怕当中成为喜乐。
His resurrection caused the disciples to go from being in fear to have joy in their heart.
耶稣基督的复活使到不信的门徒成为相信。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ caused unbelief to believe.
耶稣基督的复活使死亡成为生命。
His resurrection also caused death to become life.
耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus.
在两千年的时候，我放弃我的事业。
In the year 2000, caused me to give up my profession.
来去念神学。
To go to seminary.
把我的生命献上给神。
To give my life to him.
来侍奉这位神。
To serve this God.
耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
如果你还没有相信耶稣的话。
If you still have not believed in Jesus.
我邀请你来相信这位复活的神。
I invite you to come and trust in this resurrected God.
耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
如果你已经相信耶稣的
If you have already become a believer,
我劝勉你把你的时间把你的生命献上给主使用
I encourage you to give your time and your life to this Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的复活是我们信仰的根基
Because his resurrection is the foundation of our faith.
让我们同心祷告
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you because Jesus Christ has resurrected.
因为他复活，我们有盼望。
Because of his resurrection, we have hope.
因为他复活了，我们是新造的人。
Because of his resurrection, we are a new being.
我们正在等待那一天的盼望。
We are waiting for that one day.
当我们与主相遇的时候。
and hope for that one day as we meet up with Jesus. We want to thank you. And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.